Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, and thank you for tuning in tonight on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one internet radio station. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I'm glad you joined me this evening, and I hope that you all are doing well. It's my pleasure to bring back one of our previous guests, and I hope he's beginning to feel at home with us on BBS, because I really do suspect we're going to be hearing a lot about this young man before he is said and done with his career. My guest this evening is Joseph Tittle, and you may remember him as being one of the six finalists on Lifetime TV's American Psychic Challenge. If you happen to watch that show, you got a pretty good idea of his abilities. He is a spiritual medium, a clairvoyant psychic, and a medical intuitive. And I've happened to have the opportunity to do his numerology chart, and I can tell you that he is the real deal, folks. He's not only gifted, but from his chart, he also has some pretty important work to do in his lifetime for humanity, and no pressure there, Joseph. He's able to communicate with spirit as a child, and he's been working as a psychic for over 15 years. He's one of the very few mediums that is highly recommended by James Bond Prague, and I suppose that's, what, the psychic's version of the Betty Crocker seal of approval or something, but, you know, it takes a lot to get on JVP's recommended list. And I could go on and on talking about him, but I really think it's time to talk to him. So I want everyone to join me as I welcome Joseph Tittle to the show. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, always a pleasure. Was it not freezing cold in Pennsylvania today?
Oh, it was horrible.
It was horrible.
It was horrible. We went to Six Flags. You want to talk about cold?
Oh, my God, the wind.
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, terrible day for Six Flags. I know. I got out my winter coat.
It was a good day. It was a good day for it.
Oh, okay. Nobody was crazy enough to be there. Yeah. Well, it was pretty darn cold here today, that's for sure. Joseph and I are both in the lovely state of Pennsylvania, so that's how we've got tabs on each other's weather. Now, Joseph, I wanted to ask you, you've been doing this for 15 years, and good for you, but I'm wondering, because I know that you're 37, but I'm pretty sure that when people meet you, they think you're quite young, because you don't look anything near your age. I was wanting to know, do you ever catch slack about your age at the events that you do?
I do. And actually, Allison, that's such a good question, because it's actually been about 18 years, maybe going on 19, that I actually started reading professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 19 years old, and people would walk out. They wouldn't even want to be seen by me. And I had a reputation. By the time I was 21, I already had a reputation. And people would say, you're too young. I don't want you to read me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, I've seen the, there is a video from New Century TV of you doing an actual event with people, and you look so young, and all I could think of is, you know, I mean, don't mean to use the word whippersnapper, but, you know, some of us older people like myself, you know, would probably take exception, because you really look more like in your 20s than 37, so.
Thank you.
Well, that's that three life path. That'll keep you looking young for a good long time. Joseph, I want to take just a moment to let our listeners know. I know that you all you know, might be wanting to call in, and certainly in a little bit, Joseph is going to be taking your calls, and we will be opening up the lines. But, you know, I kind of want to give Joseph a chance to kind of talk a little bit about his work and about himself so that you all can get a good feeling for him. So bear with me. And in a little while, I'll be giving you those toll-free numbers, and you can start calling in. Okay. So, Joseph, hey, take the pressure off of me. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself in your own words? You know, maybe tell them a little bit about when you realized that you had psychic ability and the ability to communicate with spirit.
Well, you know, excuse me, I've always seen them ever since I was a little boy, but I never thought that it was anything that was, you know, abnormal or anything. I didn't think it was a gift. I thought everybody saw things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I would tell my parents, they would kind of blow it off as being imaginary friends or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't until I was in my late teens that I really understood that I had some kind of ability going on. Especially by the time I was 14, I told my aunt that she would be rebuilding her home, and within 3 months, her house actually was struck by lightning, and they had to rebuild the whole house.
You must have been a fun kid to have around, coming out with these messages.
He still holds that against me.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, then I started when I was 19 professionally as a tarot card reader, and that's how I first got involved was through psychic reading.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't until my mid-20s that I realized I had a little bit more going on than just psychic things.
Right. You know? You also eventually found out that everyone else wasn't doing what you're doing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Your three life path, you know, it's always amazing to me. Of course, you've got master energy in many places in your chart, but that is the number. Juno Jordan spent 25 years in research of numerology, applying it out in California. And it was in a direct quote from her where she says that three is the number of the medium, that these are the clairvoyants, the people that get visions, and the people that see, well, I guess you could call it dead people. So you come by it naturally with your numbers, I would say. I wanted to ask. You see my people too, yeah. I want to ask you though, you know, we all do this work for various reasons, you know, and I just kind of wanted you to put into your own words what your motivation is for doing this, because it can't be easy. I mean, I do numerology readings, and I think that there's a lot of emotional healing that goes on with that, and sometimes it can be hard to listen to people's stories when you're doing numerology. But you're connecting people with people that have crossed over, and, you know, sometimes I'm pretty sure that's not a pleasant thing to see sometimes. I mean, what is your motivation for doing the work that you do?
Well, it's just because of how much healing comes out of it, basically. Because there are days where it's a burden. There are days where I just want to bang my head against the wall and say, why am I doing this?
Right.
Not everybody's simple. Not everybody accepts the messages very well, but then there are those that do. And it's difficult because I do a lot of law enforcement work, and I see the crimes. I see it happen. And that's not something you want to see.
Right.
So with the healing that's involved with it, it makes me want to do it more.
Right.
You know, because of how much, you know, so many people have told me over the years and just over the months that it's totally changed their lives. So, you know, to change somebody's life, it's worth seeing the things that I have to see.
Right.
It's all worth
it. Well, I want you to know that I spent quite a bit of time on your webpage today, which, by the way, people, that webpage is www.spiritmanjoseph.com. And I have to say that I really do admire a person who walks their talk, so to speak, or someone who maybe sets an example or demonstrates by their actions the things that they teach. And I know that you teach by your work. And I see that you are very generous with your time when it comes to charity events. And I admire that about you, Joseph. And I was wondering if you wanted to take a minute to tell our listeners about the charities that you support.
Okay. Well, I do believe highly in giving back to the community because, of course, you know, it's what you're supposed to do as far as I'm concerned. And I'm a big supporter of breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. And you would think that I would have had somebody that passed from it in my family, but knock on wood, I have not. It's just that I've connected with so many people on the other side that have passed from it. And actually, this is really interesting is because currently my new office is in a breast cancer hospital. And the reason that the CEO asked me to be a reader there was because for their current patients, I diagnosed with breast cancer. Before they know, I'm like, you need to go to the doctors. Three are now survivors. So I've become a big supporter of that, also a supporter of the Arthritis Foundation. I do a fundraiser we have coming up that we send money to two children's camps that deal with children that are affected or infected by HIV. So I'm all about giving to the kids, too, you know, because the kids really need it.
Right.
And that's my whole life plan, is that if I could get big enough and go on a tour and so forth, that I could feed the children of the world. And I get chills when I say it. When I tell you, I get chills all over my body because it's just my heart goes out to this.
Right.
And I hope it'll come one day, and you told me it would. So.
I'm telling you by virtue of your numbers, I never saw such a concentration of 22s in a person's chart in my entire life, and it really speaks highly about that you've come to build something for humanity that benefits humanity, and you're here to do big things. And the potential that lies in your chart is huge. And, you know, and I was sincere when I told you, you know, privately that if ever I can help in any way with my services, with your charities, you know, I hope you pick up that phone and give me a call because I'm right there with you on that. So
I absolutely will.
You just got, the one thing with you is just don't be overwhelmed by your ambition. Think big because you can accomplish big. That's my biggest advice for you. Listen to me read Joseph Diddle. Okay. All righty then. I want to also mention, I was reading your blog, and it was talking about the 2008 predictions that you made, and you actually made a prediction on the China earthquake, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Also the same thing with the cyclone, except I said tsunami, but by the looks of the prediction that I was seeing in my head, it was definitely the cyclone that just happened.
Uh-huh.
Along with the beef recall was mm-hmm. another prediction. My favorite one was actually, because a lot of times when I never did that before.
That's right.
Not something I really wanted to delve into, but I do a radio show myself, and the radio station asked me to come up with predictions for their New Year's Day show.
Right.
And, you know, I spent an hour and a half in prayer and meditation, and I received a lot of these things in the form of headlines in the newspaper. And one mm-hmm. of them that I thought was funny was the very first prediction was I kept seeing legend dies mm-hmm. all over the front page of these papers, and within a month later, Keith Ledger died, and all the papers
yeah.
said Ledger died.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could have very easily, because if you read my blog, you could see I'm not a good speller. So I could have read it wrong. You know, I thought that was kind of cool.
Close enough.
But, I mean,
yeah.
definitely the earthquake. Unfortunately, none of them are real positive, but when it comes to world predictions, that's what you have to expect.
Yeah. Well, you know, that, hey, for a first time out on that, not so bad, right?
Not so bad at all. Kind of scary, actually.
Really scary. Oh, dear. Okay, so we'll all be paying attention to 2009 predictions, that's for sure. I also got to ask you this thing about James von Prague. You know that I'm an avid admirer of his work. I really believe that some of his earlier books, the spiritual philosophy that he taught, they were really books that helped validate a lot of my experiences in my life, and I really admire everything that he's ever done. And I know that recently you met him. And my question is, what is he like? And also, if you don't mind my asking, I mean, did you have to go through tests, or how did you end up getting on his recommended page?
Oh, yeah, that's a good, very good question, actually. James discovered me over the Internet before I even was on America's Psychic Challenge.
Did he really?
He said, your name came to me 3 times within a one-hour period, and he said, I felt like I needed to call you. And he had his assistant call me. And I thought it was a joke. I'm like, yeah, sure, James von Prague. I guess you got John Edwards and Sylvia Brown there too, right? And she laughed. She thought it was funny. She's like, no, but James would really like to talk to you. So we set up a time, and in between that time is when I first aired on America's Psychic Challenge. I had to go through a series of tests to be on his site, and, you know, he asked me if I wanted to do it, and he strictly said to me, he's like, you know, I want to make sure that you understand that there's no promise here. Most people do not make it. And I'm like, that's fine, I'll try out. So I had to read
right.
his assistant first. Then I had to read a random person that he sent to me. And then I had to read him. And let me
wow.
talk about difficult. I was a nervous wreck, first of all. And
yeah.
you wouldn't believe it at first, but at first some of the things I was saying to him, he'd be very quick at saying, nope, means nothing. Nope, means nothing. And at one point I had to say to him, like, you should know better. You should know that things that I'm going to tell you will come to pass later. And he called me 3 days in a row. Something he told me yesterday came true.
Oh, wow. And
that's how I got listed on his site.
Wow. Well, that's...
And since then, became pretty good friends with him. So
yeah, that's impressive. Friend. That's yeah. impressive. And you had him on your radio show, I know.
Yes.
And it's not that we're terribly competitive here at BBS, you know. And so I will mention that you do have a great radio show. I've listened to it. It's very entertaining. You, your station manager, and of course, I love Bob. you all make for a really fun show, and maybe you want to tell our listeners when and where and how they can listen to your show.
Well, you can go on my website, and you can click on through there. It's only local in the area where I live, and outside of Philadelphia, in Bucks County, Burlington, New Jersey, an area on WBCB 1490 AM. It's
mm-hmm.
every Tuesday from 4 to 5 o'clock. And
uh-huh.
we take calls, and I've had other people on there, like Lisa Williams and, a bunch of folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy it, as you enjoy yours.
Yeah, well, you're good at it. You really are. I mean, I'm not jealous or anything. I mean, you've got the mediumship thing going. You've got the psychic stuff. But you've got a nice personality, too, you know. You've got a good radio presence. And
sure.
Okay, so I'm not terribly jealous. Okay, just a little bit. Okay, no,
okay,
not at all.
You're
okay.
Awesome. You are so
okay.
good. I mean, you blew my mind when you read my chart.
Yeah, well, it is. I love my numerology, but, you know.
I love it.
If dead people started walking through my living room, I'm sorry. I'd be out of here. You can have that, okay?
Thanks.
Well, listen.
I'm in my living room all the time, too.
Yeah, that's good for you. How is Bob like that when they're in your living room? Does he?
Doesn't really care for it.
We okay, yeah, I was
going to
say.
Our bedroom one night.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was quite funny.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, listen.
But I used to read out of my house. I used to read
huh?
out of my office was in my house for years.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
That's why I got out of there this year.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that, yeah.
I sit and watch TV, and I see them walking through the house.
Yeah, Lisa Williams had that in her book. She had that same experience. That's why she got an office as well. So
yeah, she told me that because I met with her, too. She's
yeah.
a wonderful person.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Lovely.
She's a joy. Yeah. Well, listen, let me ask you, because I also read a quote that you said that being on America's Psychic Challenge was the hardest thing that you have ever done. And I guess my curiosity, because I am curious, how did you end up getting on America's Psychic Challenge? I mean, did they send out a memo? How did you end up being on the show? And then my added to that question, how has that experience of being on Lifetime TV, America's Psychic Challenge, how has that changed you? And in any way?
Well, yeah, it's actually the whole thing is very interesting because how I found out about that show, I was on the internet and I typed in casting, psychics, so forth, just because I was bored. And I came across this site called Jayco Productions, which is actually John Edwards' company. John
mm-hmm.
Edwards, the psychic, owns his own production company. And he was doing a show called The Psychic, which is the same thing as America's Psychic Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the producers, and, you know, I'm like, I'm interested. I want to hear about this. And they wrote me back saying that they decided they weren't going to do it, that
mm-hmm.
Lifetime was going to do it, and it was going to be called America's Psychic Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to Lifetime, and they kind mm-hmm. of were rude to me and kind of blew it off. So I went on the Internet, and I looked it up to see who was going to be the production company. I found out it was Bunham & Murray. I sent them emails. I was told that the filming already was started, that they already had the cast picked. All of a sudden, a week later, I get a phone call. We're very interested in you. And within 2 weeks, I was on a plane in Los Angeles filming.
Right.
So it just happened.
Right.
Just
well,
happened.
Yeah. Being in the right place at the right time, I just think it's nothing is a coincidence. That's what I think.
I don't believe in coincidences. I agree with you.
Right.
I agree with you, and it has been life-changing. I mean, my whole goal growing up as a child, and I know it's weird, but I've always wanted to work as a homicide detective. And I even joined the police force when I was 17 as a cadet to be a homicide detective, and they told me it would take 20 years as an officer, and I quit because I didn't want to be a police officer. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted to work with missing children. And if you watch the America's Psychic Challenge, I had both of those options. I had the crime
yeah.
scene, and I had to find the missing boy. And,
yeah,
and I ate them both.
Yeah, you did.
It opened up a whole channel of law enforcement, and I work with a company called Child Connection now with helping find missing children. I stopped a case in Pennsylvania. I can't really talk about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped a cold case from 1969 in Pennsylvania, and the detective was blown away over the phone by the information.
Wonderful. You just killed off my next question. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because I was going to talk about my next question was, do police agencies contact you for help because of the fact that you did so well on America's Psychic Challenge with the crime scene and also... You found that missing boy, I think, was it a 1 square mile piece of desert, and you'd found him in under 5 minutes or something like that?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Wow, that was impressive, very impressive. So you're involved now doing things for police agencies then?
I do. And actually, Philadelphia, I won't do it unless they call me, and I do it for free. It's not something I charge for. It's another way that I give back to the community.
Right.
But there was an incident in Philadelphia where police officer Cassidy was shot. And I was up all night, and the next day I actually called the police, and I told them, I'm like, you're going to think I'm nuts. I'm like, but I'm going to tell you, you're looking for a guy named John in a homeless shelter. And that's who they found, the guy named John in a homeless shelter.
Wow.
That was the first time I ever called them.
Right.
It was bothering me. I couldn't let it bother me anymore.
Right. Well, sometimes give away the information and let whatever chips fall where they may, I guess.
They were completely open to it over the phone.
Wonderful. That's great. Well, listen, Joseph, I know that we may have callers that are waiting. So what I want to do is I do want to open up the lines, but I'm going to still take some time because I've got to discuss some of these upcoming events for you, and I'll be getting to them. But I want to open up the lines for our callers. So I want to ask you, what kind of readings are you in the mood for tonight, and if you have any special requests from the people who are thinking about calling in, do they have to ask you a question or limit it to certain questions?
Well, I would say the best thing would be a life question, which would be more about yourself, more about your health, your career, your finances, things like that. Because when I connect with spirit, it sometimes takes a while, and it won't allow enough people to get through over the phone.
Okay.
You know, if so, it's going to happen, it'll just happen.
Okay. Right. Okay. So what you would like them to do, and for those of you that are listening and anticipating calling in, is ask a question about your life, you know, whether it's a relationship, finances, your health, or something along those lines. And I'll give the numbers. This is Allison Bachman, and this is Visible by Numbers. And my guest this evening is Joseph Tittle, and he is just an amazing spiritual medium, clairvoyant, psychic, and in medical intuitive. And we've been discussing his career and all kinds of things. And we would love to hear from you. You're welcome to call in with your questions. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And remember, when you're calling in, to turn down your speakers or step away from your computer and speak up to us so that we can hear you. And just so Seth, oh, there you go. Gonna let Seth know to let the callers come through, but I didn't have to. Hi, caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. I'm assuming that you have a question for Joseph.
Yes, but I'm not sure now. You say that he is clairvoyant.
Yes.
Okay, is that to the other side?
Well, tonight Joseph is taking questions like if you want to ask about your health, about your finances, any specific questions about your life. And if someone from the other side happens to show up, I'm sure he'll share that information with you as well. So maybe start off with a life question.
Okie dokie. Okay, I'd like to know about my health.
Okay.
Do you have upper respiratory problems?
Pardon?
Upper respiratory problems, problems with your breathing.
Do.
You do?
Yes.
Are you on an inhaler?
Inhalers and nebulizers and oxygen.
Okay, are you a smoker too?
X.
Okay, because I'm very concerned about your respiratory system. I'm very concerned about your breathing issues. And you also have a gentleman that's around you that comes through, like, also with the same issues, but passing from those issues, like pneumonia, lung cancer, breathing issues. You actually have two men around you. One's a father figure, which would be your own dad that's passed. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
are you with me?
But I don't.
I can barely hear you.
That's a father figure, right?
Yes, he said your father and another man.
More like a brother, maybe a husband.
Yeah, I could kind of relate to that.
There's also an age connection that I have to give you, like Harry, Henry, Howard. That could be somebody living or past.
I'm sorry?
An age connection?
Harry, Howard, Henry. Doesn't have to be past, could be somebody living. Just write it down because you'll figure it out. It'll all hit you at once. I'll just bring up the month of May for you.
I guess we're both living.
I'm sorry?
I said I guess we're both living.
Harry?
I guess we are both alive.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you understand who Harry is?
Who, Harry?
Harry.
No, I don't know who Harry is.
Okay, because it's very strong around you. Harry or Henry or Howard, each name.
Don't know any Harry or Howard.
Okay, just write it down for me, and you'll remember it later. I asked to bring up the month of May for you. Birthday in May.
What day in May?
This is the month of May. This is coming from somebody that's passed. So somebody who is deceased would have a birthday in the month of May that I would have to acknowledge.
Well, my mom, my daughter.
Okay. Mom's passed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. She's very much around her. Now, who had the Alzheimer's?
My father-in-law.
Okay. He's also with you.
Really?
Yeah, you believe that? We all go to the same place.
Okay,
doesn't matter.
Fine.
I also have to bring up the date. The date, 17th. The 17th. So write it down. You'll figure it out later.
17th of what?
I don't know. 17.
Okay, 17.
But I have to acknowledge also somebody's telling me about the stroke.
What stroke? My mother-in-law
had a
stroke.
Yeah, somebody that's passed is coming to me telling me that they had a stroke before they're passing.
She passed and she had a stroke. But I want to know about, like, my family, like my brother Jack.
Okay, these are who are around you now. So I can't pull out who, it's who comes to me, and that's who comes to me.
I can't understand these people being around me, though.
Well, they're your family, even in-laws. They're still your family.
Yeah.
He did mention a brother, Sue. He mentioned a brother earlier.
Yeah,
I did.
But that would be the older brother.
Mm-hmm. And he had the issues with the heart.
Yes. At the present time, yes.
Okay, you have so many people with you. So many. But, you know, the in-laws want to come to you because they're very concerned and very thankful for you being there for them.
I can't understand that. I'm sorry. What it's about
okay.
Jack, Mary Jane, my mother Mary, or my father Roland?
Okay, I'm telling you exactly who's coming through.
None of them
are
coming through.
And who will pick it up
through.
On? I'm telling you who's coming through and who I'm picking up on. Not necessarily will the person that you want to come through will come through.
Okay.
There's other people over there that want to talk also.
Okay.
It's all good, though. They're all with you. But I'm really concerned about your breathing. You have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm having, you know, I've been under, you know, a lot of tests, and I'm undergoing surgery next week.
On the lungs?
Well, for back surgery.
Okay, I'm really concerned about your lungs.
I have a broken, shoot, I can't even remember what it's called. God, I'm telling you.
I'm not that worried about that.
Since January, I have done nothing but go to doctors. And this is not like me, you know. So, but hopefully after...
Well, the back surgery will be good. That'll be good for you. My big worry about your health is your breathing. So you have to stay on top of that. You have to
okay.
take care of yourself.
Okay, Sue?
Okay. I thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Good luck.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I don't know if Sue will take a moment, but I know that you mentioned, when I was listening, you mentioned her father, her brother, and her mother, as far as I
right.
can tell. So, you know, maybe she's just a little confused. But
sometimes I run into that with folks, you know, that aren't familiar with the work, is that they have their mind so set on who they think is going to be the one to come through.
Right.
It's usually never the case. It's usually the most unexpected person.
Right, someone they didn't really get along with. You know,
yeah,
would come through.
Usually,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because there's issues. There's usually issues between them. That's why they come through. They want to say, you know, they're sorry or, you know, they want
sure.
to send an apology. There's so many reasons. So
right.
You she definitely had a load of them coming through, though.
Right. Well, maybe, Sue, if you're listening, that's why the in-laws came through.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have another caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Nancy. How you doing, Allison and Joseph?
Good.
I'm doing well. You got a question for Joseph?
Yes, concerning my health.
Oh, another health question. Are you having problems in the stomach area?
Yes.
Okay. You have to, first of all, a lot of it's caused by a food allergy. You have a food allergy going on that you may not realize.
Okay.
Our bodies change every 7 years. And a lot of times after that 7 years, we're not able to eat certain foods. Your stomach problems are all related to a different food allergy. Another thing I want you to look into and type it in on the internet is Candida syndrome.
Okay.
I think that's your problem. Do you get weary and tired a lot?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you get heartburn? Reflux?
Yes.
Okay. You have a very pretty, not serious, but a bad case of what's called Candida syndrome. And most doctors will not diagnose that.
Okay.
What you need to do is you have to get yourself some acidophilus. You can find it in a health food store, usually in the refrigerator section. And you start taking that every day. And you'll feel that you'll be better in a couple of weeks. Also,
oh, awesome.
Also, a lot of yogurt. Yogurt will eat up the acidophilus in the yogurt will eat up the candida. Candida is severe yeast in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on with you.
Wow, my
goodness.
Simple.
Do you also, your joints get sore?
I didn't hear that.
Your joints, the joints in your fingers, your elbows, do they get sore?
Yeah, all of my joints.
Yeah, you have candida, which is really easy to solve. You have to avoid yeast products for at least 2 weeks. Take the acidophilus and eat lots of yogurt.
Awesome.
And
thank
it's actually,
you so...
you'll go to a million doctors and they'll never figure that out.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you're going to feel so much better in 6 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
2 weeks, you'll feel better. 6 weeks, you'll be good to go.
Thank you.
Thank you. So make sure you look into that.
Oh, I will. Today.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Nancy.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I got to go, Joseph, because I got to get some yogurt. Because you know what you're talking about? I was like, wow, that sounds a little bit like me. I'm tired. My joints ache. I have acid reflux. I'm like...
You know, it's actually very common that a lot of people don't know about.
Wow.
The only reason that I know about it is because, well, first of all, it came through from spirit for her, but I used to have it when I was in my early 20s.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have it so bad that my tongue would turn white.
Really?
Doctors couldn't figure it out for the world. And one of my female friends figured it out.
Wow.
She had candida. She's like, you need to do this, this, and this. And it worked.
Wow, that's interesting.
And
well, I guess we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison Joseph. This is Molly.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm great. I'd like to ask a question. Joseph has any insight into my career.
Are you in the medical field?
No.
Are you in a field that helps other people?
Sort of, yes.
Do you have somebody that is deceased around you that worked in the medical field as a nurse?
Not that I know of.
I have medical around you.
Okay.
So, and to me, medical is anything really helping others. You know, psychology, counseling, things like that. Do you also work with children?
I do not work with children, but I love children.
Have you thought about it? Because I feel like this is where you're supposed to be. This is what you should be doing.
No, I have not, but that's interesting.
Okay, definitely look into that. Because sometimes when spirit comes to me, they'll give me ideas of where you should be, what you should be doing to make yourself happier. And that's just a good idea for you.
Okay.
But where you're at now, where you're working now, the environment's very negative for you.
Huh, okay.
I don't get a good environment for your work. How long you been there?
About 3 months.
Oh. You're not going to last there long.
Okay.
You'll probably leave there around February or March. So you'll be there maybe about a year.
Okay.
And then you're going to move back on. You're also going to be taking some classes. I see you taking some kind of classes.
Okay.
When I say classes, don't get paranoid because sometimes people think that means like full-term college. Not necessarily true. You could go get another job and they online, you know, on the job training would be classes. But I see you taking classes. I see you sitting in the classroom learning something new.
Okay.
To better your current career.
To better my current career?
Correct.
Okay.
But I really still feel like you should be working for kids. You should be helping the kids.
Okay.
That's
all
what
right.
Spirit wants you to do.
Well, thank you for that insight. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sweetheart. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See, I find it. I find it interesting. I find it interesting that sometimes Spirit will come through with messages of what you're supposed to be doing with your life. It doesn't happen often.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell people that if you're in an area career-wise that you're not fulfilled, you're not happy, you're probably not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So.
It stands to reason when you find what you love, then you excel at it, I think. So
Absolutely.
It stands to reason. Okay, I guess we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Yes, hi. This is Jenny.
Jenny?
Yes, and I have a quick question for Joseph. And hi, Allison.
Hi.
My daughter owns a business, and it's been a really tough going. Just wondering, Joseph, if you see, I'm a partner with her. I put the money in to get her started 10 years ago. Do you see her, our business improving?
Does she do a lot of internet sales?
Oh, yes. She's a location scout, so everything is over the internet, properties.
Okay, because I see nothing but internet.
Correct.
So that's definitely going to fly. It's just not a really good time right now.
Yikes.
So everybody's feeling it. 3 months, things will get back on the balance.
Uh-huh.
And she's in a little bit of a process where it's going to take maybe another 2 years before it's built back up again.
Uh-huh.
But this is what she's going to be doing forever, so.
Well, she's been doing it for 10 years, yeah. She's a location scout for photo shoots. But you feel in about 3 months it'll be a little less tight?
It'll pick back up again.
Oh, terrific.
By the end of the summer, September, October, it'll pick back up again. Within 2 years, it'll be back. It'll be good.
Oh.
It'll be good.
So we just got to make
doing
it
this for
a long, hot summer, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be.
All right, my dear. I won't keep you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, Joseph, I want to take a minute here before we get in another caller. I want to talk about some of these upcoming events for you.
Okay.
I see that you're at Ashes to Ashes Cigar Shop, which is in Bordertown, New Jersey, Sunday,
right.
May 25th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing a seminar for Susan Duvall Seminars on June 1st, 2 to 5,
that is
right?
Correct.
And that's messages from the other side. These are all galleries, more or less, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to do a little bit of a shameless interruption of your promo time because I'm also going to be doing a seminar for Susan Duvall the day before you on the autobiography of your soul and numerology workshop, so we'll be crossing paths that weekend, I guess. And let's see what else we got here. The Natural Health Center of New Jersey, North Brunswick, New Jersey, this is... you're doing messages from the other side, and that's June 28th, right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And let's see, Transformations Holistic Learning Center in, I can't say that, Voorhees,
right? New Jersey.
Thank you very much. That's Friday, June 20th, 7 to 9:30. And you also have an AIDS benefit that's coming up, AIDS fundraiser, Ashes to Ashes Cigar Shop. That's June 29th, correct?
That is correct. Now, the one Ashes to Ashes this weekend is actually sold out already.
Oh, it's already sold out. Well, yes. The great news is that people can actually, you are doing enough events. Unfortunately, it's all here on the East Coast, and we've got to send you on a plane elsewhere. I mean, we can't keep you all to ourselves, and I do see you going elsewhere to start doing some stuff. But you're doing readings. You're still doing readings in your office. You take calls and do readings for people, right?
I do readings, but we currently have a waiting list, which is pretty large.
Pretty large?
Pretty large. I think there's close to 200 people on the waiting list.
Oy. Well, if somebody wants to jump on that waiting list, they can contact your office. Do you want to give your website just real quick before we take this caller?
Sure, spiritmanjoseph.com.
Spiritmanjoseph.com. And there's also like a wealth of other information there about Joseph and his work, and you might want to read his blogs because they're really interesting. And, you know, take some time to visit his website. We have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, Allison. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, Joseph, Allison's probably the most kindest soul I've ever met. you're talking, Joseph's talking, you know, how charitable he is, and I think that's wonderful. But, Allison, you don't tell people how charitable you are.
Okay, so I'll send you your check. Your check in the mail for the kind words.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, no, it was all from the heart. I'm very excited I got through. You're very hard to get through on your show, Allison. You know that.
Well, I'm glad you got through. I like the positive energy.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Allison. Joseph, it's such an honor talking to
Thank you.
I was at his website and everything. It's just it's awesome talking to you. Joseph, do you feel more comfortable whatever pops out? Because I have so much going on in my life right now. Or I want so much to happen, but it's not happening. So,
well, you know, Mercury's going into retrograde in a couple of weeks, so nothing's really going to happen good for any of us.
Oh, no.
I have a little bit of feedback, but I hope you can't hear that. Are you having a transition in your relationship?
I don't have a relationship.
Well, that's a transition.
Very boring. I'm like, no.
A quiet transition.
Because I go right into your relationship. So if you don't have one, I do feel like one's going to develop for you very, very shortly.
Ooh, I hope it's not like the past relationships. I'm not too good in the romantic department. I don't pick good ones.
Well, this one's going to start out as a friendship, but I believe you already know this person.
Oh, know it. Okay. People I know I don't really would want to have a relationship with, but all right.
But just because it doesn't mean you know them personally. You could have crossed paths with them.
Oh.
Like, you could be familiar with this person. But you will see this person around you, and this will develop into a friendship and work into a relationship. This is going to be a very slow process for you, which makes sense, being that you just said that you don't think you're good at relationships. But, you know, you're as good as whatever you put into it. And I feel like this one's going to be worth putting into.
Whoa.
Just keep your eyes open for this one, because this is a good one.
Well,
and there's also going to be a transition in your job, too, at the same time.
Oh, I'm not working now. I would really like to go to school.
Okay.
I'm procrastinating.
Are you working now?
No, I'm not. And I wanted to go to school for nursing, but I'm procrastinating on that because I have a lot of fears.
That's very interesting. It's interesting I say that because a lot of times with my radio show, I pick up on other callers that are trying to get through.
Okay.
And I was just telling the lady before you about the nursing, helping other people, and now you call through.
I got through.
So it kind of sounds like you, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say. I was hoping, you know, but I don't want to try to persuade someone. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be persuasive.
You also have a younger energy around you that's deceased. Younger energy to me is under the age of 60. So 60 and under is younger.
Around me, an energy around me under 60?
A younger energy under 60. This is a male energy that would have had a tragic passing. Tragic to me means there was no illness. It kind of just happened. Also, sometimes heart attacks could be considered tragic because it just happened.
Yes, yes, you're right. My brother, my one brother.
Okay, and he also shows me the upper part of his body, the head, the chest. So this
yes.
would be probably impact related, like accidental passing. Do you understand that?
Well, he hit the floor. He had a heart attack and he fell on the floor.
Okay, that would make sense to me.
Right.
And did he... Do you know, when he went down, he keeps pointing to his head. Did he hit the head real hard?
I don't know, Joseph. I wasn't there, but I assume he did.
Okay, and who's Michael in the family?
Michael's my deceased father.
Okay, because Michael's with you, too. He keeps coming through.
Oh, my gosh, Joseph. I just
and
had a dream
you
about...
Wouldn't expect, he says to me, you wouldn't expect to hear from me. Why not?
Oh, no.
I get a giggle.
Oh, he knows. I think of him all the time.
You talk to him all the time, also.
And I had a dream of him last night.
Now, who do you have the military picture of?
I see a man in
a uniform. So this would have to be a picture.
I don't know, but...
It has to be a dad. Was dad the military guy?
My biological father, but Michael was my stepfather, but I considered him my dad.
Okay, was he in the military?
No, my biological father was.
Okay, and he's also passed?
Yes.
And now, who had the cirrhosis of the liver or the alcoholism?
My biological father, yes.
Okay, because he's coming through, and he's also coming through with the apology, so here we go.
Oh.
For not being around the way he should have been around, and for abandoning you. You understand that?
Most definitely, I do.
Okay, and he says, please forgive me, because you know, he's around you all the time in spirit to try to make up for the difference. And I got the chills really bad, so it's really important that I get him through for you. He also wants me to bring up the name Joe. Who would that be?
Joe, I don't know.
Also deceased on the other side. And remember, they bring me middle names also, so just keep that in mind.
Oh, yes.
But he also, a lot of pain in his stomach before his passing. This would be the biological father.
I mean, that's so with the alcoholism.
Uh-huh. And you didn't see him before he passed, he says.
No.
And that's okay. He don't feel like he deserved it. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
But he don't worry about it, he says. It's okay.
Okay.
And he's with you. Now, who has the two boys?
My sister.
Because he wants me to talk about the two boys.
Okay.
Now, does she just, one of the boys just get in trouble?
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm going to say absolutely, because he's coming through like he needs a whooping.
yeah, spoiled and, you know, yeah.
And I get opposite with the two boys. I get like the one boy's like straight A, honor roll. The other one's just bad.
Okay, yeah, they're kind of, yeah. Oh, that could be my brother's son, too. My brother's
okay,
son is.
Who's Princess? Who would he call Princess?
My ex-husband used to call me that, and I used to say, please don't do that.
Did he pass?
No, he didn't pass, but it was very embarrassing to be called Princess out in public.
Okay, well, Dad's bringing this up, so I don't know if this is his humor or what.
Yeah, it's humor to me, because I used to want to crawl in a hole, you know, and he'd be yelling, Princess! He'd be in the middle of stairs, and he'd call me Princess.
He also shows me that he has a black dog on the other side with him.
Oh,
big
that was
dog.
My father, my stepfather. We had a black lab.
Big one. Yeah, he has the dog with him.
God, Joseph.
He wants to make sure that I tell you that he has the dog. Now, who's the fisherman, the boatman?
My brother. He loves fishing.
Okay, congratulate him on the new boat. It might not have happened yet.
Oh, he passed away. He passed away.
Okay,
but
no, I'm getting a boat here. Somebody getting a boat.
It could be my brother-in-law, maybe.
Okay,
I don't know.
This would be coming from the fisherman on the other side, of course. Did your brother that passed, did he have the boat?
Yes, he did. Oh. It was a fishing boat. It wasn't a big, you know.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, because he keeps showing me the boat. And what's the big thing with the golf bag?
I
don't get golf. I just get the bag with the golf clubs.
They were my stepfather's.
But he never used them.
My stepfather Harley did, no.
Okay. Because all I see is the bag. I don't see the golf course. There has to be some kind of humor there. I've never had that before.
Yeah.
I also have to say happy birthday. So somebody just either had a birthday past 2 weeks or coming up in the next 2 weeks?
My brother that's alive in July.
No. Did Dad pass away around the birthday?
My father's birthday was February 25th.
But I'm talking passing away around their own birthday. Or passing away around, like, your birthday.
My sister. My sister passed away September 17th.
Around your birthday?
Yeah, I'm on September 10th, yes.
Okay. Because what they say is happy birthday because you're not enjoying it every year. When your birthday comes around, you dwell on her passing.
Yeah.
And she keeps saying happy birthday. Celebrate your birthday. They're all around you.
All right.
But you knew that already, right?
Sometimes I doubt it, but I just wanted to know if I go to school or not. I've been procrastinating, and then I get angry.
The answer is yes.
I'm gonna go to school, Joseph.
The answer is
yes. The time, I'm having health issues.
I'm sorry?
I have a lot of health issues, and I know something's not being diagnosed with me.
I think you should just need to take some liquid vitamins every day. I don't see no health issues with you.
Because I'm a diabetic and I have other complications from the diabetes.
Okay, but you're aware of that. I don't see anything that you wouldn't be aware of. Do you understand?
All right, I'm going to try the liquid vitamins. I take vitamins now, but I don't do liquid.
Yeah, if I get liquid, when they tell me liquid, that means your body's deficient in some kind of vitamin.
Okay.
Because when you take the pill, your body only absorbs 20%.
Oh.
If you take the liquid, your body absorbs 100% of the vitamins. A lot of people don't know that.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and also you should take them before bed because that's when you need them. When you're sleeping, that's when your body needs them.
Okay.
You try that for a couple of weeks and you'll start to feel better and just keep an eye on your diabetes and you'll be fine. There's no other issues.
Oh, Joseph, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And Allison, always
yes.
I regard to you. You're such a sweetheart.
Okay,
you so
thanks
much.
For calling, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Joseph, that was a phenomenal reading.
Thank you.
Wow, that was truly, truly amazing. One thing, you were just, it was like a shotgun, or a machine gun, boom, 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 one thing right after another. That was really, that was really impressive to witness. Huh?
I could have kept her there forever.
Yeah, you were really getting a lot there. That's interesting. One thing I want to, huh? They're still there?
Sometimes they won't go away, yeah. But wait, I wanted to tell her I love her, you know?
Do you get, you know, around full moons, do you get, like, a lot of weird activity?
I try not to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
But absolutely, the energy is different.
Yeah.
And we're there today. Isn't today the full moon?
So anywhere near close to a full moon, I know. I always get woken up with a proverbial nightmare, you know, the one that is so vivid, so real, so intense that it jolts you up out of, yeah, once a month, whether I need it or not. And usually, you know, I talk to a lot of people that are quite sensitive to energy, and they always find an intensification of that around this time, you know, whenever the full moon's out and around that time. I was just wondering how that affects you, if you get extra people in your living room or whatever.
Yeah, I guess I do. I'm pretty good at blocking things out and ignoring them.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell them to go away? Do
I
they go away?
I don't see them.
Oh, you pretend you don't see them.
I pretend. You know, sometimes they startle you and you can't help it but to see them, and they know you see them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's sometimes I see them out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, I'm not looking at you.
Okay.
I'm not looking at you.
I'm just not going there right now. Well, kind of like Lisa Williams wears her hat. Do you ever think about getting a hat?
I thought about that.
Yeah?
But, you know, being a man and worrying about it causes baldness, I don't wear one.
Well, Joseph, if it's any consolation, this is a huge year for you. I hope you know it. Many opportunities going to come your way. Maybe some moving around, definitely some travel. So I hope don't burn too many candles, you know. Don't try to juggle too much, you know. I think you're going to have a lot of opportunity by the time this year is said and done. And I just want to, we're down to the last minute, so we really can't take another caller. I just want to remind people, too, you've got a book, Messages from the Other Side, right?
Yes, I do.
Right, and that's available. They can order that on your website, yes?
They can order that on my website or on Amazon, Target, or they can get it in, like, a small New Age shop. If you go in and order it for you, they can order
right.
it. The big shops don't carry it yet, but we're working on that.
Yeah, well, I read the book, and I think it's really interesting, quite like Lisa, to see the story of your development. So it was really kind of a cool book. Joseph, I can't thank you enough for joining me again on my show.
Oh,
you're
you.
Always welcome back. I love having you, and I know that our listeners loved having you as well. But we got to go. How fast does an hour go, right?
Right, it does. But thank you for having me on, and we're going to have you back on my show soon.
Well, that'll be cool. Anytime. I love hanging out with you guys. All right, everybody. Yeah. Joseph, have a great night. And everybody that was listening tonight, thank you so much for calling in. And those of you that were listening, we really appreciate it. Be back again next week on Monday night. And in the meantime, I just wish you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome, Joseph. Night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.